Isaiah chapter 49. I want to preach to you on this topic. Being preached the good news to the ends of the earth. Preach the good news to the ends of the earth. We're going to read together here in Isaiah chapter 49 and verse number 6. And then if you keep your Bible open, even after we pray, we'll read some other verses soon after in another nearby chapter. Isaiah chapter 49 and verse number 6, just to begin with, it says, "And he said, It is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also for thee for a light." In other words, I'm giving you, I've put you there to be a light. I give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the ends of the earth. Let's pray, and why don't you ask God to speak to your heart this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for the video we watched about some exciting things taking place in world missions. Lord, may our hearts be stirred. May we be convicted about the great need to get the gospel to the lost around the world. And God, please use us. Please speak to us this morning. Speak to me, Lord. Challenge me. Lay on my heart what you want me to do in this next year for the cause of world evangelism, please. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We see again that he said, I'm setting you to be a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation to the ends of the earth. God used the nation of Israel to be a light to the nations, the other nations of the earth. God used them to be a light to the ends of the earth in Old Testament times. He wanted them to really stand out, be different. God's perfect Son came into the world 2,000 years ago or so to be a light to the nations, to be a light to the ends of the earth. God called men like the apostles. Listen, if you would, listen. We'll read scriptures together. I'd like you to listen when it's listening time. God called men like the apostles, men like Peter and Paul and others as servants of Christ to be a light to the nations, a light to both the Jews and the Gentiles, a light to the ends of the earth. And I believe that God is still calling men and women today to be his servants, to be a light to the nations and to help spread the gospel to the ends of the earth. Turn with me over to Isaiah chapter 52. Isaiah chapter 52 and look there at verse number 6. Isaiah 52 and verse number 6. It says, "Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I." And then verse 9, Isaiah 52, verse 9. "Break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord hath comforted his people, he hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God." You know what? God has always fought for his people. God has always helped and defended Israel. Many times the way the Bible describes it there and in other places, many times God has rolled up the sleeves on his shirt, if you will, and God has bared his arms and he's flexed his muscles to protect and defend the nation of Israel. You can't reasonably say, listen, God has been on Israel's side all throughout history. God has protected them and protects them today, though so many in the world hate them. God has been on the side of his people. God has defended Israel. God has protected Israel. Why? So that the nations and the people of the world would recognize that the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob is the one and only true and living God. Look with me down at Isaiah 52 and verse 11. Isaiah 52, 11 says, depart ye, go ye out from thence, touch no unclean thing, go ye out of the midst of her, be ye clean, be clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. not just the Levites, not just the Jews, but listen, God has always called his people unto holiness, to live a life set apart unto God. God's people, whether it be the nation of Israel in the Old Testament or all of New Testament believers, we've been supposed to be a peculiar people. We've been supposed to be a people that are light in the midst of darkness. We're godly in the midst of ungodliness. So that our lives are what? So that our lives are a light. So that we shine in a dark world. So that we become a light to the unsaved, or a light to the Gentiles, or just a light to all the nations and all the people of the earth. Because God wants all nations and wants all people to turn to the Lord. Verse 10 tells us that God's desire that people of all nations, that people far and near, that people to the ends of the earth would know the salvation of our God. That people would know what our God can do for them. That people would know what a difference the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Redeemer, can make in a person's life. Go back to verse 7, Isaiah 52, verse 7. It says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bring good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth." God is still looking for servants today. Listen. God is looking for servants. God is looking for people willing to walk up and down over the mountains, across the lands, taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations. God is still looking for servants who will take the gospel, who will take the good news to nations and to cities and to towns and to villages all around the world. God wants people to take the gospel to the people of England and the people of Sweden and the people of Poland, the people of Russia, the people of the Ukraine, the people of the Czech Republic, the people of Turkey, the people of Syria, the people of Japan and China and Hong Kong, the people of South Korea and even North Korea. Listen, God is looking for people that will take the gospel, the good news, to the ends of the earth. To the ends of the earth, like Papua New Guinea, the ends of the earth. Even to Fiji, like the missionaries, the Leonards that we were able to start supporting. You can't even see Fiji on a globe if you just held it there. But a little island of people, full of people that need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. God's looking for servants willing to do that. God's looking for people willing to take the gospel, take the good news. Are you willing to be a servant of the Lord? Are you willing to obey the voice of God calling you to serve him? Are you willing to obey the Great Commission? The command of our Savior. The command of our Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ. To preach the gospel to every person. To the ends of the earth. Listen, we have a responsibility. The Great Commission is not an option to be considered. It's a command to be obeyed. Turn with me over to Romans chapter 10, if you would. Romans chapter 10. We have a responsibility as God's people, as Christians, as children of God, as ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a responsibility to preach the good news to the ends of the earth. Look at what the Bible says here in Romans chapter 10. And it's going to remind you of something once we get to it in verse 15. It's going to remind you of what we just read in Isaiah. Look at Romans chapter 10 and verse number 13. Romans 10 and verse number 13. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Isn't that a great promise? I mean, the gospel, the good news, it's for everybody everywhere, because if they'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, they can be saved. But notice verse 14. "How then shall they call on him whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher?" The preacher just doesn't mean the preacher, a pastor, a missionary. It means anybody evangelizing, giving the gospel to the lost.
How is the world going to hear? How are my neighbors going to hear? How are your neighbors going to hear? How are the people of Papua New Guinea going to hear? How are the people of Japan going to hear the gospel if we don't go and give them the gospel? I'm so excited about the Oishis going to Japan. He came to America as a little boy and ended up getting saved in America, but now his heart's desire is to go back to Japan. And they'll be there by the end of this year for sure and settled and beginning a ministry there. Japan is one of the largest populations in the world, but a country that is also so few Christians. They need the truth. They need the gospel. They've been blinded in false religion for generations. Or people that have had no religion, they're hopeless. People need the true hope, the Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Messiah, the Redeemer. They need the gospel. But how are they going to hear? Notice verse 15. It'll remind you of what we read in Isaiah. Verse 15. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. That's what God said in Isaiah as well. How beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of them that go and take the gospel. Those that go and be a light. Those that go and share the gospel. Those that go and preach the good news. Those that go and tell people about Jesus. We've got to have people to go. You know, there's not one person on the planet that God does not love. There's not one person on the earth that Jesus Christ did not die for. Listen. Jesus Christ died for all men. He died for all sinners. He died for all people from all nations, out of every kindred, tongue, nation, and race. Make clear that the good news, the everlasting gospel, that it can and that it should and that it will be preached to all people groups. And will save some out of every kindred and tongue, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. That's God's desire. You know, it does not matter where a person is from. God loves them. God loves them. It does not matter what language a person speaks. God loves them. It does not matter what religious background a person has. God loves them and wants to save them. If they would only acknowledge the truth, if they would admit Christ, and if they would trust in Jesus Christ and Him alone as their personal Savior, the one who is crucified and buried and is living again. Christ is the only hope for this world. But we've got to preach the good news to the ends of the earth. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, the Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In 1 Timothy 2 and verse number 4, it tells us that it is God's will, God's desire for all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. You see, God wants the world to know about His love. God wants the world to know His wondrous plan of redemption, the everlasting gospel, the good news of salvation. God wants the world to know that. God is just looking for some willing servants. God's looking for some more Sarah Glovers. God's looking for some more Go Oishis that will go to Japan. God's looking for some more Daniel Oishis. God's looking for some more Roy and Justine Stelzigs that He can put together and match them perfectly and fit them perfectly for a ministry in Tuktoyaktuk, Northwest Territories. God is looking for some people that He can send upon the mountains of Peru to go to villages and in that country and take the gospel to them. God is looking for people that He can take to the continent of Africa and take them into different countries. God is looking for some willing servants who will go for God, who will speak up for God, who will go across the mountains or across the lands or across the seas to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. Are you willing to go? Are you even willing to go across your street to the neighbor?
The Lord is willing, and the Lord wants to save all those who will believe on Jesus Christ alone and receive Him as their Savior. Look what the Bible said in Romans 10 and verse 12. Romans 10 and verse 12. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich. He is generous in His mercy and generous in His grace and generous in His ability and willingness to save. The Lord is rich unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Listen, there's no problem with God's ability to save sinners. There's no problem with God's ability to change lives. God's word and God's power is still the same today as what it's always been. God's word can change lives. Jesus Christ can still save sinners. The problem is that so many people have no knowledge of the truth. So many people don't even know who Jesus is. Even in our own city, there are people who really don't know who Jesus is. They don't know the real Jesus. They don't know the gospel. They don't understand the good news. They don't know the truth. Are we willing to go? We must be willing to preach the good news, willing to share the gospel, willing to tell people what the Lord can do for them. Are you willing to be God's servant? Are you willing to speak up for Christ? Listen, are you willing to ask God to use you to share the gospel with others? Are you willing to give to help send missionaries and Bibles around the world? Are you willing to answer God's call to go? I guarantee you God is calling. So many are not listening. Are you willing to obey the command of our Savior? It's not a select thing for a few. All of us are commanded to go, either here or away, at home or away, near or far. Are you willing to obey? Are you willing to go? Are you willing to speak up for Christ? Or would you rather just be disobedient? Keep your life to yourself. Do nothing. Notice again what the Bible said in Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, and look there with me at verse number 14. Romans 10, 14. How then shall they call on Him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Listen, the gospel still has power to save, but God needs us to be preachers, to be witnesses, to be soul winners, to be missionaries, and so on. God is looking for some willing servants. God wants us to be willing to go wherever He calls us to go. Not that, well, God, if you just called me to this, I'd do that. No, wherever God calls you to go. If God calls you to Richmond Hill, that's where you'll go. If God calls you to Burkina Faso, that's where you'll go. If God calls you to Papua New Guinea, if God calls you to India, if God calls you to China, if God calls you to Japan, if God calls you to Poland, if God calls you to Brazil or Uruguay or Paraguay or Peru or Chile or Colombia, if God calls you to the Congo, if God calls you to wherever it is, to the ends of the earth, you'll be willing to go. You'll be willing to go. God wants us to be willing to go. And God wants us to be willing to give, to send people to all the cities of the world where He's not called us to go. God has called you to go wherever you are, or He may even call many to go to some other place. But wherever is the place that you're not called to go, you and I still have an obligation to get the gospel to the places where we're not called to go. I confused you there, but listen, I'm to get the gospel to the people in my neighborhood and the people in my city, and I'm to get the gospel to the world, to the ends of the earth. And that's why we support missionaries. That's why we want to have a heart to give and send the gospel and send Bibles and send missionaries and see churches planted around the world, because people need the good news. People need the gospel. You can only be in one city or one nation at a time, but through giving to Faith Promise World Missions, you can help to send the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world to the ends of the earth. Romans 10:15 there said, "And how shall they preach except they be sent?" So God calls people to go, and they need to be willing to go. But listen, God then calls us to send as well. We've got to send. We've got to help send missionaries. We've got to help send young people and old people that will go and do the will of God, taking the good news. Who will send them? Who will send those that are called to go to other nations and people groups that still need to hear the good news? God wants Christians to give. God wants Christians to pray for laborers, for the harvest of souls that is just waiting for someone to go and tell them about Christ. How will they hear without a preacher? How will they hear without a Christian being willing to boldly witness and share their faith? How will they hear without Christians obeying the command of the Savior? How will they hear without churches fulfilling the Great Commission? How will they hear without men and ladies and adults and youth and children being willing to surrender their lives to answer the call of God to go? How will they hear if there's not parents willing to let their children go when God calls them? How will they hear without willing servants who will go and preach the good news? God is still calling people to be His servants, to be missionaries, and to be a light for Christ shining brightly someplace in this world. But sadly, many are not listening or are refusing to go. There's no greater mission, there's no higher calling in life. If God calls you to be a missionary, and you would stoop to be the mayor of our city or the prime minister of our country, you'd be lowering yourself. There is no greater mission, there's no higher calling than to do the will of God for your life. There's nothing greater you could accomplish with your life than to answer the call of God and to obey the command of the Savior, to help take the gospel, to help take the good news to the ends of the earth. I know for a fact that God is calling all of us to go, either go here or go somewhere else, to go with the gospel. He's calling all of us to pray. Pray for laborers, pray for the harvest, pray for the lost. He's calling all of us to give. What we give is between us and the Lord, but He's calling all of us to give. And He's calling us as a church and asking us to send. To send the gospel, to send missionaries. I'd like you to make it real personal. That you personally realize I've got to help send the gospel around the world. I've got to help support missionaries. I've got to help take the gospel to people that need it. I've got to help send the gospel. God wants to use us. But God's looking for willing servants, people with willing hearts, to do what He asks you to do. Let's bow our heads and pray together. I'm going to ask the pianist to play a song. And while she's playing, I'd like you to spend some time in prayer. Is your heart yielded to God?